Confidentiality, privacy and ways of working. Producer's note. In the header on each page is the New Zealand Government coat of arms. Listening, learning, changing. Mā whakarongo me, ako kahuri te tai. Crown response to the abuse in care inquiry. The word in hyphen confidence is in uppercase below this. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 27th of June 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Confidentiality, privacy and ways of working. Introduction. This document sets out the COA protocols for how the Crown Response Unit (CRU) will treat information shared by participants before, during and after our engagement activities. The first section, Engagement Approach, Ways of Working, explains how we will make sure participants are heard and treated with respect and how we can support them to stay safe before their engagement. The next section, A Confidentiality Agreement, seeks your agreement not to share any information about other participants with anyone who did not take part in the engagement. The last section, the CRU Privacy Statement, is about how personal information shared and collected through the CRU engagement activities will be used and stored. It outlines what participants can expect the CRU to do to ensure personal information shared with us will be stored and protected in a way that makes sure officials outside of the CRU, and in this case, specifically Oranga Tamariki staff, do not and cannot access it. Your relationship lead will have a conversation with you about this information to give you the opportunity to raise any issues you may have before you sign anything. You are asked to confirm your agreement, either on the signature page at the end of this document, verbally or via email. Engagement approach. Ways of working. 1. Our engagement approach is guided by the following principles. Manaakitanga. Transparency. Being open. Honesty. 2. We acknowledge that different communities may want to include specific additional principles to support their engagement. We will ensure that during our engagements, there are opportunities for engagement participants to expand on these principles. No surprises. 3. We will maintain open, accessible and regular communications during and throughout the engagement process. Regular communication channels include phone calls, face-to-face meetings, online meetings and/or email. 4. CRU relationship leads, people who have regular conversations with engagement participants, will keep participants informed wherever possible about the context in which we are operating, any changes to that context and what and how decisions are being sought from ministers. 5. The CRU welcomes any updates or information participants may want to share in a timely way, about any developments in their communities that could impact on key outcomes or decisions being sought. 6. Participants can withdraw from engagements at any time by notifying the relationship lead facilitator, either verbally or in writing. Relationship leads will follow up with participants after the engagement. Conflicts of interest. 7. CRU will send out the relevant information to be discussed during an engagement and will then ask if there are any financial conflicts of interest regarding this material. 8. All engagement participants agree to declare any financial conflicts of interest or potential conflicts of interest to the CRU relationship lead. A conflict of interest includes a financial interest of the engagement participant, their family members or an employer of any member of their family. When an engagement participant discloses any conflict, the CRU relationship lead will work with the participant to manage this conflict. Resolving conflicts. 9. The CRU will, with all participants in our engagements, work alongside to resolve any actions that appear inconsistent with this engagement approach by a. informing the participant about each step of the engagement process and providing a reasonable opportunity for them to seek further information or explanation. B. Encouraging them to bring a support person to any meeting set up to discuss the matter. C. Ensuring the process is a transparent and fair process to support reaching an impartial decision on matters under consideration in a timely manner. D. Communicating decisions in a respectful way. E. Observing and applying principles of natural justice. F. Providing a pathway for private mediation for either party or both if a participant and the CRU cannot resolve a matter themselves. Confidentiality Agreement. 1. This agreement relates to information shared with engagement participants by the CRU. 2. During the engagement process, the CRU will share information, Crown information. This information is still a work in progress, so is unlikely to be publicly available. Crown information. 3. We acknowledge that engagement participants may want to share Crown information provided by the CRU to your networks. 4. We would appreciate participants asking people in their network to keep this information confidential to those networks. It may undermine the integrity of the engagement process if this Crown information is made available at this stage, for instance, in the media. Participant information. 5. Participants in an engagement convened by the CRU may share, and here, personal information from other participants, participant information. 6. By signing below, participants are agreeing not to share any information about others in the engagement with anyone who was not involved in the session. 7. This agreement does not extend to information about participants that is already in the public sphere. Privacy Statement. CRU Commitments. Purpose. 1. The Crown Response Unit CRU, is bound by the Privacy Act 2020. The purpose of the Act is to promote and protect an individual's right to privacy and autonomy regarding their personal information. 2. This document sets out the COA protocols for how personal information shared and collected through the engagement activities initiated and facilitated by the CRU will be used and stored. It also outlines what you can expect the CRU to do to ensure personal information you share with us in these engagements will be stored and protected in a way that ensures officials outside of the CRU, and in this case, specifically Oranga Tamariki staff, do not and cannot access it. Connection to Oranga Tamariki. 3. The CRU is a business unit of Oranga Tamariki, although it reports to a cross-agency sponsoring group of ministry chief executives, and ultimately to the Minister for the Public Service. 4. Our CRU operations are mostly independent of Oranga Tamariki. However, CRU uses the Oranga Tamariki IT system and financial, legal and other services. 5. Any personal information you share with us will be stored in electronic form in a way that is not accessible to Oranga Tamariki staff outside of CRU. 6. However, there may be times when specific personal information will need to be shared with specific Oranga Tamariki staff outside of CRU to support the engagement process. For example, a. Invoicing and payments to participants will be managed in part by the Oranga Tamariki finance team. B. Any travel and accommodation arrangements will be supported by the Oranga Tamariki travel team. C. Legal advice on the treatment of your personal information. 7. Only the minimum necessary information will be shared with Oranga Tamariki staff outside of CRU to enable these kinds of functions. Collection, storage, use and disposal of your personal information. 8. The CRU is planning its engagement with care experienced people and survivors of abuse in care to ask for their feedback on proposed design initiatives. Participation is entirely voluntary, and you can withdraw at any time. 9. We will be clear about how insights and views gathered from survivors will be used. We will only use this information for the purpose it was collected, and it will always be stored securely in an electronic form. 10. You can ask us to not use information you provide at any stage up until the time that your information has been anonymized, see 12F below. Please be aware that, in line with the current moratorium in place on the disposal of public records relating to the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry, the information we collect will need to be retained indefinitely. This will be reviewed once the moratorium has been lifted and Oranga Tamariki has implemented its own disposal authority. 11. At times we may request your consent to record the video of our session with you. Recording will only ever be done with your consent, and where you provide that consent, we will use the video recording to ensure our written record accurately reflects what you have told us. Once you have confirmed to us that the final written record is accurate, the video recording will be deleted. 12. While we are not asking participants to share personal information about their own experiences in care, we anticipate some participants may choose to do so as part of their feedback. In line with the Privacy Act, we have developed a clear set of steps below to explain how we will look after this information. A. You may choose decide to share personal information with us during the engagement. B. We will record your personal information in writing and, as noted above, on some occasions as a temporary video recording. C. After the engagement, we will email you a draft of the written record of your information to check the accuracy. D. We ask that you reply to our email to confirm the final record that we will hold is an accurate record of the information you shared with us. E. We may at this stage revisit other personal information that you have previously given to us, or which is available as part of the public records of the testimonies given in the Royal Commission's public hearings, alongside the latest record of your personal information gathered through this engagement. This would be for the purpose of adding richness to your narrative. F. If we do that, we will send all these records together to you to review, as well as any document where we compile parts of these records. You can tell us whether these records are accurate, and you can also add any other comments you might have. G. Once you have confirmed the accuracy of the full record, we will make an anonymized copy by removing personal identifiers that may lead to you being identified, such as name, address, postcode, telephone number, photographs or images, and/or other unique personal characteristics. You may also request a draft copy of your anonymized information before we finalize it. H. We will then collate your anonymized information with the information received from others in your identified community group, i.e. Māori, Pacific, Rangatahi, Deaf and Disabled, Non-State Care and Faith-Based, and State Care Survivors. Further collation of that information will take place in a theming workshop with the involvement and oversight of CRU staff who have had a role in this round of engagements. We will keep a copy of your anonymized record on your file. I. The output from the theming workshop will be used to develop advice and recommendations, as well as other matters that we will need to take to ministers for a decision. Other forums where we may use your anonymized insights in our advice include Roman 1. Inter-agency discussions to inform and influence agencies working with us on the design of improved or new services. Roman 2. Helping new staff understand what we are working on and why it is important. Roman 3. Discussions with other organizations we are partnering with, e.g., non-government, to communicate why and how improvements are being designed and implemented. Roman 4. To advocate for improvements with wider audiences or explain why they are designed a certain way. 13. Please note that we will not be able to identify and remove your anonymized personal information once it has been collated with other participants' information. 14. There are times where we may seek to use direct quotes from participants to emphasize a particular point. We will always seek agreement from those participants before using any direct statements. 15. If quoting you directly could risk you being identified by people who are familiar with your views and/or experiences, please advise us immediately. 16. The CRU must seek and receive your consent if we want to use your personal information in a different way or for a different purpose. Confidentiality and its limits. 17. As noted above, any information you share with us will be kept confidential. Where information you provide to us is used, it will be anonymized. 18. Please note that there are three important exceptions to this confidentiality. A. If you tell us about a current and serious risk to the health and safety of yourself or any other person, including a child or vulnerable adult, then the CRU will make contact with an appropriate service. This could include a mental health service or the police. B. If information you give us leads us to believe that there is a risk to the well-being or best interests of a child or young person, then the CRU will make a report of concern to Orana Tamariki. C. If you tell us about serious criminal offending that is ongoing or planned for the future, then the CRU will contact the police. Accessing your own personal information held by CRU. 19. You can access any of the personal information you provide through the CRU engagements at any time, for as long as CRU continues to hold the information, including after the engagements are completed. You can do this by making a verbal or written request to your relationship lead, email address, contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. 20. As noted above, once your information has been anonymized and collated with feedback from other participants, it will no longer be identifiable and cannot be retrieved or removed. Privacy Principles and the Health Information Privacy Code. 21. The content in this document has been developed in line with the privacy principles contained in the Privacy Act 2020 and the Health Information Privacy Code. These privacy principles are designed to help government agencies and other institutions like schools and hospitals make the right decisions about the collection, storage, use and disclosure of personal information, including health information. 22. You can find out more about the information privacy principles here. aicomps.nz/3475. 23. You can find out more about the health information privacy principles here. aicomps.nz/2149. Signature page. I have had the contents of this document explained to me and I have had an opportunity to ask questions yes, no. Engagement approach, ways of working. Do you understand and agree to the engagement approach outlined? Yes, no. Do you agree to declare any financial conflicts of interest or potential conflicts of interest to your relationship lead? Yes, no. Confidentiality agreement. Do you agree to maintain confidentiality as outlined in the agreement? Yes, no. Privacy statement. Do you understand the steps the CRU will take to protect your privacy? Yes, no. Name. Participant signature. Support person signature. Representative signature. Date. Relationship lead. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 27th of June 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.